Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette woman cited for animal cruelty at Hillcrest Pampered Pets. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 72-year-old Gillette woman was ticketed for animal cruelty Wednesday morning following a welfare check at Hillcrest Pampered Pets, according to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. Animal Control conducted the inspection after receiving a complaint from a local resident. Officers discovered a deceased bird inside a cage, which the woman claimed was alive during its morning feeding at 6 a.m. Additionally, multiple cages contained debris and feces, and several reptiles had dirty water sources. As a result, the woman was cited for animal cruelty and failure to remove feces. Animal Control planned to return Thursday for a follow-up inspection. Wyoming remembers former U.S. Senator Al Simpson. Wyoming is mourning the loss of former U.S. Senator Al Simpson, a towering figure in both stature and character, who passed away Friday at the age of 93. Cowboy State Daily reported Simpson, known for his sharp wit and unwavering loyalty, spent his final days in Cody Spirit Mountain Hospice House. His political career spent decades serving 18 years in the U.S. Senate and 12 years in the Wyoming legislature. Beyond politics, Simpson was revered for his authenticity and ability to connect with people. A close friend of multiple U.S. presidents, he championed bipartisanship, fiscal responsibility, and Wyoming's energy industry. His legacy includes co-sponsoring the last major bipartisan immigration reform, preserving Wyoming's coal industry, and co-founding the Minetta Simpson Institute at Heart Mountain. In 2022, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Senator John Barrasso called Simpson a giant of Wyoming, while former Governor Mike Sullivan praised his rare ability to bridge political divides. Simpson once said he wanted his epitaph to read, "You would have wanted him on your side." For many, that remains undeniably true. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.